Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Ziv Rafalovich, and we got some very important stuff to talk about. And we're not going to have any demos because this is serious stuff, and we need to talk about it very clearly. Maintenance, planned maintenance.
Yep, across Azure, the entire fleet.
So you're gonna reboot Azure.
Eventually, yes. That is coming in the following month. Mm-hmm. And we decided to improve the customer's experience with this reboot VMs in Azure. Mm-hmm. And we came to talk about this next planned maintenance.
I appreciate that. Now, maintenance is a part of life, though. This is not, it sounds scary. And I was like, what, we're going to reboot Azure? It turns out we've done this before, happens all the time, but there's different kinds of planned maintenance.
Correct. So if you look at it, like, we can do maintenance without really impacting customers. Mm-hmm. And somewhere last year, we have introduced what we call VM preserving maintenance, in which we actually freeze the VM, update the underlying host environment, and then resume the VM with just a few seconds of freeze time to the VMs. Mm-hmm. This is the VM preserving maintenance, but there are scenarios where we actually need to reboot VMs. And this is what we are going to discuss today.
Okay, so this is something that's happened before though, right? But not too often, it's quite rare.
Yep, so the last time we actually rebooted VMs at scale was back early 2016. Mm-hmm. And ever since we set a goal to reboot VMs roughly once a year. And we continue to invest in reducing those events. And the goal is to have once a year, maybe less, and we will continue to improve on that front. Mm-hmm.
And this is not something that's unique to Azure. Clouds have hosts and hosts reboot. This is a part of life?
Correct, yes. A different scale. We need to maintain, we need to decommission hardware. We need to roll out new platforms. In this case, I'll just switch to the next one. And the next one is actually where we're going to migrate and switch our hosting environment to start using a Windows Server 2016.
Okay, what does it use now, 2012?
Yes, okay. Some sort of, yeah.
So we're going to change everything to the latest version of SQL Server, but that's just the host.
Because
I know I have a Windows Server 2008. That's my guest OS. That doesn't change.
Correct. Running Windows, running Linux, running whatever. We're just updating the underlying hosting environment. Mm-hmm. And we also enable BIOS and firmware changes. We have accumulated those changes. And we're going to take all of the changes that we were looking to roll out and do those in one big reboot cycle. Mm-hmm.
And these are all very important things to support the hardware that we're using. And this is all done in testing environments, et cetera. So when this is ready to go to production, it's tight. It's a quick thing.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, in fact, we have been using Windows Server 2016 in all the new deployments, all the new capacity we have installed starting 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, interesting. So yeah. So a fraction of Azure is already on
Already
on
there,
this.
Yes. And this enables us to gain confidence. Look at all sorts of customer workloads running on this new hosting environment.
Okay. So what is the timeline for this? Is this something I need to plan for?
Yes. So in fact, as we record this session, we are looking to start, we are testing this in the Canary environment, and we are going to deploy a first region as a pilot. And this first region is in fact the Azure US West Central region.
Okay.
So we will go there first. We will upgrade the entire region and then go broadly. Mm-hmm. And as we go broadly, we honor the paired region concept. So if you have Europe North and West, we will do Europe North first and West later, but never those two regions at the same time. So mm-hmm. we honor paired regions. And we actually want to have customers who are looking to experience with this new capability to go and create a few VMs in Azure US West Central, and we can take them down first and see how they react.
Right, and people who would be most concerned would be people who have maybe only one VM, but if I have multiple VMs across multiple regions,
correct,
I can orchestrate this such that there won't be any downtime.
Exactly. So if you look at the sweet spot for those new capabilities, customers running legacy apps with just one VMs, no HA. Customers who need to communicate a maintenance window to their end customers, mm-hmm. okay? The 4 hours maintenance window, if you go back to on-prem environments. Customers who need to check before and after each reboot of a VM, mm-hmm. so you can control that and do the walkthrough and do one VM at a time. For others who are, you know, cloud-born HA-enabled customers, they don't need those capabilities, and we will take their VMs once one after the other. One thing to mention, if you are using availability sets or VM scale sets, this actually follows the update domains concept. So we'll take just one UD at a time.
Okay, so if you're already familiar with that, like you said, if you're born in the cloud, a lot of this will be a standard rolling update.
Yep, exactly.
Right. But if you have a mission critical application that is mission critical, but also in one VM, you might want to ask yourself why you have that mission critical thing in one VM, but you are going to need to be aware of that window of opportunity.
As always, running a mission critical application on a single VM, that's a recipe for surprises.
Recipe for surprises. Well said. And that brings up a really interesting point. And let's be really clear here. I have production applications myself in Azure. I am conscious and aware of the ones that matter to me and the ones that matter less. I'm willing to pay a little bit more money to run multiple virtual machines. So I own my availability.
Yep.
While Azure has an SLA, ultimately it is my job to decide whether or not my virtual machine is available. And it sounds like you're trying to set me up for success by giving me a pretty clear timeline of window.
Exactly. So as a platform, we want to enable customers with better communication. We want to let you know at least a month ahead of time. Mm-hmm. And we will use multiple channels, email notification. You can hook up SMS or webhooks to get you to notice this upcoming maintenance. In fact, one of the feedbacks was, hey, I want to add users to my subscription so that others will get this notification as well. That's coming as well. So it's not just the subscription admin and co-admin.
Okay? Right. We don't want to have one email in my spam.
Correct.
One person's email.
Yep. Then we want to give you more control. Mm-hmm. So we will let you know that there is a month window where you can actually go and redeploy, apply maintenance to your VMs. So you basically orchestrate and control the actual impact to your VMs. Again, you can tune for the 4 hours window, you can communicate this window with your end customers, or you can do the walkthrough yourself.
Oh, hang on, this is really nice. So you're saying it's like, you know how when you get a Windows update, it feels like a warning, because you don't really know, it's like, it's coming. You're telling me for a month, I can log in whenever I want to,
yep.
And I can say, now.
Yep.
And you won't reboot me anytime in that month.
Correct.
I reboot myself.
Correct. And once you do that, you are off the hook. You basically, when you do that, we actually move you to a different node, which is already updated.
Hmm.
So we give you the hammer, and you can start looking
for
files.
Okay, so this is really good. So I have a couple of virtual machines, three that I can think of that are single nodes. They're important to me, but they're not mission critical. I could log in at Sunday morning at 2 a.m. when my users are asleep,
yep.
Hit that button, and I assume it's not going to take too long?
No, a minute or two.
Okay.
But the idea is that you can control them, and you can do that Sunday at 2 a.m. I don't know whether that's the best practice you want to keep for the long run.
Understood.
But,
understood. But definitely. The point I'm hearing is that there's a month there, 30 different days where I can choose at any moment to do the reboots on a per VM basis. So
correct.
I am in control.
Yep.
No surprises.
Yep. Let's just go to the next level of details and talk to you how it will look like.
Okay.
So first, we need to apply this maintenance across the entire fleet.
Okay.
So we follow what we call a safe deployment, where we start with internal environments, that's the canary regions, which, by the way, are open to customers as well. Then we go to a pilot region, and a pilot is nothing but just a first region. And as I mentioned, that's the US West Central.
Okay.
And then we go and do the entire world in multiple waves. Each wave just go one half of the region, so it could go to up to, I think now it stands for as of 17 regions in public cloud.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, sovereign clouds will follow later. And then we will revisit those leftovers because as always with those maintenance scenarios, there is a long tail. So we will limit this window and then revisit those leftover nodes.
Will this apply to the government cloud, the China cloud, and the Germany cloud, and things like that?
Later. That will come later in 2018.
Okay.
All right. So the maintenance window, the wave starts with you getting the notification. Again, either email or any other notification channel.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing but a pointer to a portal experience, a portal dashboard, a maintenance dashboard.
Right.
That's a new experience, where you will be able to look at all the VMs which will be impacted. So you can discover which VMs going to be impacted by this wave. And then the hammer, you can go and apply and start maintenance now at your own convenience.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 30 days window to do that.
Nice.
After that 30 days, comes the one in orange, the scheduled maintenance window, where we going to schedule all the remaining VMs ourselves. And as part of this experience, we will raise a scheduled event from within the VM just 15 minutes prior to the actual impact. Mm. This means that you can write code in your VM to pull this information and proactively respond and react to it. For example, you can write a logic to do a proactive failover. If I have active standby, I want to migrate my workload to the standby just minutes before the primary goes down.
Right.
If you want to save state, if you want to drain the node, if you work on short-lived sessions, mm-hmm. You can do that with in-VM scheduled events.
Right. So I capture that event, and I do whatever it takes to get me out of off the traffic manager or disable endpoints, whatever it takes, whatever is appropriate for my application.
Correct.
So that I'm no longer taking traffic.
Exactly. Just a screenshot. So at the VM level, we will surface this timeline to you, mm-hmm. those two windows, and we will enable you to initiate maintenance now. That's the hammer. That's the redeploy me button. Mm-hmm. So during this month time, you will be able to initiate maintenance. And after this month time, you will just see the scheduled maintenance window, which could be ranging from 12 hours to a few days.
Okay. So just to be really, really clear, this only happens if you ignore every
correct
chance that they're trying to reach out to you and you don't click initiate maintenance now. You're being warned at every moment that this
exactly
is something you could do. Now, I assume that if you're managing hundreds and hundreds of virtual machines, you may miss one or two.
Right. So, well, it could be that...
Will there be a list? There we go.
Yes. So part of this experience, that's the new planned maintenance dashboard. So we will show you the details for this upcoming maintenance, mm-hmm. and also show and surface all the affected resources. So you will be able to filter by subscription and see all the VMs which will be impacted by this scheduled maintenance wave.
Okay. When we initially started this conversation, I would have to say I was panicked and maybe a little concerned. But now I see that it's quite regular, it's quite organized, and I'm going to have quite a lot of time to worry about it.
Yeah, and we don't want to make it too regular. Again, the goal is to have like once a year VM restarting maintenance. And the team is also investing in some more innovative solutions, like using live migration to mm-hmm. actually avoid maintenance all up.
Okay, cool.
So this could be one of the last few times where we do this at scale.
Very cool. This may be the last big time. Planned maintenance coming up on Azure, so be aware. Share this video with your friends and tell them all about Azure Friday.